The police call it a game, if it can be a game really, of whack-a-mole, which is you shut one down but another one just pops up. These are those bucket stores, those massage street front parlours where, of course, it's the sex trade, but they're passing themselves off as something else, as just a nice remedial massage, but we all know better. Inspector Jodie Buckley heads up the licensing enforcement branch that oversees the Sex Industry Coordination Unit with Victoria Police, and she joins you now. Inspector, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
I'm very well. These are so problematic, those sort of shop fronts, aren't they? Because we all suspect that it's illegal activity going on in there. They're not licensed brothels. Local people living near them absolutely hate them. And, of course, we have fears for the women who work inside. How difficult are they to police?
They're quite difficult to police. We're very reliant on information from the public in order to investigate them.
Yeah.
We work closely with the councils as well. The councils have the same powers as us in order to prescribe them as illegal brothels.
Mm-hmm.
But the difficulty is around sort of the working with the girls in the brothels and things like that. They're generally unwilling to cooperate with us and speak to us about what's going on behind the scenes. So it's not fair to say that all of them are illegal brothels.
Okay.
But We aren't able to put a figure on it either as to how many actually are illegal brothels.
Hard to put a figure on that, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What is the situation of those women who work inside usually? Let's stick with the ones that are illegal, that are not straightforward, you know, remedial therapeutic massage, but are offering sex services as well. What's their situation usually?
To be honest with you, our evidence and from what we experience is that most of them are there willingly. We yet to come across any examples of sexual servitude, so to speak. We work closely with the federal police if there are any indicators of human trafficking and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to be a huge problem. I would suggest that most of them would be there willingly,
mm-hmm.
Or that's what they're telling us. When we visit the suspected illegal brothels, it's simply around welfare of the workers there.
Yep.
We provide them information on what they can do in a number of different languages and options for them to get support and things like that, and also our contact details if they need to call us later on. Very few, if any, actually follow up on that. We give them the contact details for RED, which is the Resource Health Education down in St Kilda, for them to follow up with them if they do need assistance and want a pathway out of the industry. But it's the operators of the suspected illegal brothels that we're most interested in.
And do you think these shops are on the rise?
Hard to say. I think once you start noticing them and you drive around, you
yes.
see more and more of them. So I don't know. Are
they owned by individuals or do they have a common ownership?
Some of them, that differs as well. Some have just an individual ownership. Someone will be running a business and just open a business and run it. It's a very easy business plan for them, not many overheads and whatnot. Some of them we find are actually, there'll be a number of them throughout Melbourne that are being run by one person.
Okay.
And they're the ones that we generally, that the Sex Industry Coordination Unit will target.
So as part of this review, just finally this morning,
yep.
Inspector, what would you like to see happen in relation to that particular part of the industry, those places that are offering services illegally?
I think it's a huge and complicated discussion that's got to be had. I think as far as we're concerned from the Sex Industry Coordination and Victoria Police, I think it's a priority of the safety of the sex workers and to ensure there's a framework that promotes the willingness to engage with us.
Mm.
So it's just really around the safety of the sex workers, whatever that outcome is.
And allowing them to believe that they can talk with safety. Inspector, thank you so much.
No worries.
Inspector Jodie Buckley, she heads up the licensing enforcement branch that oversees the Sex Industry Coordination Unit with Victoria Police.